Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. I hope everybody's had a good week. This past Sunday, we kicked off our Forged series. And at the Delaware campus, Brian Broyles kicked us off walking through the book of Habakkuk. And he was really talking about Habakkuk chapter 1, where Habakkuk, who's this prophet in Judah, looks around at what's happening in Judah, and he just sees wickedness. He sees that the law is not being upheld, the law of God, that really God has been forsaken, and he cries out to God and basically says, God, where are you? Do you not see this, God, right? Are you going to be doing something? And as we're going to be talking about in the coming weeks, God does say, hey, I am doing something, but he tells Habakkuk, you're not going to believe what it is I'm doing. He's bringing in another nation that's going to punish Judah, and that nation's more wicked than Judah is, which causes all sort of consternation in Habakkuk and kind of questioning. But kind of brought what Brian walked us through was, you know, there are times in life where, man, we look around and things just aren't as they should be. And we're frustrated, or we're angry, or we're confused, and we don't know what's going on. And it's okay to just cry out to God and say, God, I don't understand what is happening. It's okay to complain in a sense to God. We're not to, you know, the scripture says do everything without complaining and grumbling. But I think what we mean is that it's okay to go to God and be raw and be authentic with God and say, God, man, I things are not as they should be, and yet it seems like you are silent. But there's been something that I feel like the Lord's been teaching me lately, and something I've walked through. It actually, a couple of months ago, Jeff Huff, our administrative pastor, talked at Delaware, and something he said that has stuck with me is he said, look, we have a fact-based faith and not a feelings-based faith. Feelings are important. God uses feelings and works with and through feelings, but at the end of the day, God is good and God is trustworthy. Not because I feel like he's trustworthy or I necessarily feel his presence all the time. God is good and trustworthy because he said he's good and trustworthy. And because it's a fact that he sent his own son. The way we know that he loves us is not how do I feel in this moment, but we know that God loves us because he sent his own son. While we were still sinners, God sent Jesus to die for us. And he has, by the cross and by the resurrection, with his blood, he has bought us peace. He has forgiven our sin, and we can have a new relationship with God, forgiveness and a new relationship with God by trusting his son, Jesus Christ. That is all true. We know that and we believe that because of the empty tomb and the fact that we know Jesus rose from the grave. We've got four eyewitness accounts in the Gospels that tell of Jesus's life and what he did, right? That's evidence, that's facts. That's things we look at and say, we say, hey, we know this is true. Jesus Christ rose from the grave. We believe that. And because that's true, it really does mean that God loves us and that he came for us. And that for me, as a high feeler, if you're a high feeler, right, and sometimes your emotions can kind of affect reality for you, where when you're feeling good, well, the world seems good, and when you're feeling bad, the world seems kind of bad. If that's true of you as well, it's important for us high feelers to remember, wait a second, God is near, and God is there, and God speaks, and God is good, and those things are true, regardless of how I feel in this current moment. And I think as we go through this series and we're wrestling with, hey, what does it mean to have faith when God doesn't seem to be there, or we have to have faith in the future justice of God, or faith when God's response to us isn't what we want, I do think it's important for us to remember, right? God's goodness is not dependent on my feelings. God's goodness is dependent on his character and the truth of who he is. He has told us that he loves us. He's shown that at the cross, and he has promised us. In Romans, Paul says it this way, that God works all things to the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And so if that's where you are this morning, maybe you're in a season of just feeling down. Maybe as we've started this series and you've started to pray to God, you're just crying out and it feels like there's silence on the other end of the phone. I want to encourage you this morning to take some time and pray and ask God to remind you that it is true, regardless of how you feel, that God is there. God is good. God is working. And he does love you. And he's proven that at the cross and the resurrection of Christ. So take some time to pray that this morning and ask God to just remind you of those truths by his Spirit. Thanks so much for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.